I'm Gina Gamboni for WHQR. This is an excerpt of an interview with Paula Poundstone regarding technology.
It makes people isolated. It makes people, you know, myself included. I use goofy, stupid Twitter. I've tried. I saw a thing the other day. There was an interview on the NewsHour with this guy who used to work at Google, and it was really fascinating about the different techniques they used to just plain keep you on your phone.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
By the way, not necessarily talking to anybody, but staring at the screen.
Interacting with the phone, so the phone can learn more about you.
For one goal only, and it's not surprising, and that goal is greed. So they can sell you more things. So
exactly.
Staring at a platform of advertising. You know, if anybody ever said to themselves, you know, I'm going to go to this billboard down the street and just stare at it all day long, or as many times as I possibly can, well, this would be an absurd notion. But that's sort of what we're doing. We're sort of like, you know, yes, are you doing something else with it? Yes. But the truth is, the reason it's there, the sole reason it's there, is to sell you stuff and to find out what stuff you would buy if they could possibly trick you into buying. So I've tried, what the Google guy said, people on average, check their phone 150 times a day. So I wasn't at 150 times a day anyways, but probably, you know, if I was including my computer screen, probably damn near. So I'm trying to cut back, you know, and do some thinking every so often. I'll tell you, it's exhausting.
You know, I'm pretty good about not, like, I don't have Facebook on my phone I have no social media stuff on my phone. So that helps.
One of the things that I was recommending was not going as far as that, which I think is a really great idea, but not having on the first screen that comes up on your phone, not having anything like that. So you at least have to take a couple of steps to get to this unnecessary app. You know, I mean, the truth is none of it's necessary, and it's destroying our brains. I swear to God, though, yesterday I was very conscious of not using my phone as much, not using a screen at all as much. And by the end of the day, I was so worn out. I was cranky like a two-year-old. I was totally exhausted. I felt hopeless.
You need to walk through that, though. You can get to the other side of that.
I know that I can. I really believe that I can. But it's okay. It's not exactly a scientifically run experiment, but I feel it's damn near proof positive that
you're addicted.
Well, oh yeah, surely I'm addicted. But that actually thinking, you know, is not what's going on.
Right.
When I'm spending time on screens, because, you know, thinking, you know, people who play chess, that really, really play chess, can lose weight while playing chess.
Yeah.
Actually using your brain is this highly energetic activity. I'm not sure that I engage in it all that often.
So you've got, speaking of like about using our brain, and you said about, you know, happiness, and because this stuff doesn't make us happy. I mean, I'm sure of that.
In fact, there are studies that again, prove quite unequivocally that it makes us unhappy.
Right.
Facebook in particular, they say, depresses people.
Yes.
And what's funny is I think a lot of people know that research, and they know that in themselves also. They've experienced it, and they still can't stop.
Right. Yeah, see? But that's just like anything. That's like so many other addictions, too, though. Somehow we're surprised because we're not actually swallowing it.
I mean, I was a drinker, and I can tell you that not even a fancy drinker. I drank one-at-a-time wines often, you know, twist top, nothing that even looked good, for heaven's sakes. But I can tell you that after every bad experience I would have, I would say to myself, you know, the next day, well, I just did it wrong. Today it'll be different.
Right.
You know.
And that's the cycle.
That is just plain an addict thought, no matter what it is you're using. My manager and I got in an argument about this one time because she's a big addict with electronics. And I sort of accused her of that at one point. And she got very defensive, and she said, I'm not addicted to it. I just like it.
Mm.
And I thought about it for a second. I said, wait a minute. No, 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 no. I said, you know, I like to play ping pong. I like to tap dance. You know, I like to practice the drums. I have never tried to do any one of those things in the car in such a way as that the cops couldn't see. Because those are things that I like to do, and that's very different from something that I'm addicted to.
Exactly.
Very different.
Where you actually know, okay, this is dangerous, but I'm in control. That's the other thought, like,
anyway.
Oh, I'm in control.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. And somehow at that point in my life, I am the exception to the rule. Even the exception to the rule that I've already established in my own life. Like, okay, this has gone badly for me how many times now? But this experience, this one that I'm about to do right now will be the exception to the rule. That's very, very addictive thinking. It's so cruel, though, that these companies, they know that. They're well aware of that. That is their point. That is what they're trying to do. They use a lot of one-armed bandit science.
What does that mean?
Slot machines.
Oh.
Have a lot of addictive techniques in the engineering of them that keep people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who play slot machines that will wear diapers.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
So that they don't have to leave the machine. And in fact, although I've not heard of an adult doing it, I have heard of teenage kids wearing diapers so they don't have to stop gaming.
Yeah, okay. Now, since we're talking about the downfall of humanity and basically the overall misery that everyone is facing and possibly already swimming in, tell me about your book about happiness.
Visit WHQR.org to hear more about Paula Poundstone, including about her book, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Happiness.